Accession number 270657, reel 7, Mr. James Blackburn. Now, the other thing about when you were in Dortmund is, where were you billeted? What were your billets like in the suburbs? Or were you in a camp?
You know, I can't remember. Honest.
Fair enough. And what about the other thing is, what about the black market? Were you aware of the black market?
Yes, I was aware of it.
Tell us what whether you had anything to do with it.
Coffee was very sought after. You could get vast sums of money for coffee. No, I wasn't involved in it.
Why not? Was it just not?
I had no interest in that sort of thing.
You would just tell us how you felt about DMob then. I mean, what was your attitude?
Well, I was looking forward to getting out, really, all the time. I was, because when the division broke up, we were transferred to the 44th Division, and we had two flashes on it. We had the TTs, and we also had the polar bears, Fox's glass images, we used to call them. And I think we were unique in that respect. Two flashes on our shoulder. Sleep.
And what did you? I mean, were you just waiting for? Did you know when you were going to be demobilised?
No, I didn't. I was assuming that it could be, you know, a year or two. But when it December, they suddenly released people like farmers. Under a B scheme or something. I don't think you got as much gratuity, as they call it, as you would have done if you stayed on. I was only too glad to accept it.
So you were demobilised in December?
Of course, by that time I'd left the 74th.
When did you left
then? I was in the 7th Armoured Division. And
what as? Who with?
Well, I was still... I think what it was, I was fed up with just idling about, and there was some talk of this 7th Armoured going to Palestine, and I thought that would be another adventure. A bit silly, really. But...
So who had you joined in the 7th Armoured?
What?
Which unit?
I can't remember.
Artillery, though?
It was artillery, yeah.
But they'd stayed in Germany?
They stayed in Germany. They actually went up near the Danish border. That's where we were, in Schleswig-Holstein, when I was demob.
Now, what was the demob procedure, as you remember it?
I was asked by the officer if I wanted to be demob. He said, I had a chance to be demob. So I said, I didn't think too long about that. I said, yes. And I remember the MO saying, I'd just been inoculated the day before. There was about three jabs, I think it was. Because I remember the MO saying, I wouldn't have given you that lot if I'd known that you were going to be demob. That's by the way. And
how did they actually do it? Where did you go to?
I was issued with tickets to come, train tickets and that sort of thing. And back I came, all over in no time. Back home.
What did you get? Did they give you a demob suit?
Yes, yes.
What was it like? I mean, did you ever wear it? What was it like?
Oh, yes, I did wear it, yes. He got a bowler, Trilby hat as well. He had a cardboard box. Had to go to Olympia in London.
What was the quality like?
Oh, it was reasonable. Oh, yes. It kept it for quite a long time. Yeah. It was a standing joke, really, a demob suit. But, you know, but no, they were all right. They were quite all right.
Now, what were you going to do when you came out? You'd been a farmer before you went in. Was that what you were always going to go back to?
Oh, yes. I came straight back here. And that was it. I've been here ever since.
And that was your career, because you took over the farm from your uncle, didn't
that's
you?
That's right, yeah.
And after you obviously made a success of it, because it's still here. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my uncle died in, in 1949. I was overjoyed, you know, just to be working. Nobody telling me what to do, and wonderful. And it was hard work, of course.
And it came to you. He didn't have his own son.
No family. It came to my auntie, you see, and her sisters came and lived with her after my uncle died. And I ran the farm. And then when she died, it was mine. So that was it.
And that was your career. Did you have any problems, or what would you say the positive or negative effects of your war service were? Because sometimes it can do you good mentally or physically. Yeah. Sometimes it can do you bad, obviously, mentally. What do you think the effects of the war were on you?
Well, it didn't do me any harm, and it gave me an absolute determination not to be my own boss, in effect, you know. Not to be told by everybody what to do, because I've been doing that for 5 years, you see. Quite happily, really. But, you know, you get fed up with that sort of thing, don't you? So I was determined to be my own boss from then on, whatever happened.
So you think it strengthened you mentally?
Yes, I think it did.
And what about physically? Any after effects? Anything bad? You haven't been wounded or anything?
No.
And do you keep in touch with your old comrades?
No. Never had any contact at all. I did try and look up Tom Parker, who went on holiday to Bournemouth in 1956, and I knew his address in Winchester, so I called at the house, but he wasn't there. You know, there was a lady next door said another chap had lived there, and I said, well, this was Tom Parker, and she said, oh yes. There was another man with him. I think they ran a business or something. He says, yes, he said, I don't know his name. Probably Tom Parker. But I never.
And you're not a member of the Regimental Association or anything?
No, nothing, no.
Was there any reason for not joining, or was it?
Well, it was just, no. I just, I sort of thought, we joined up to beat the Germans, beat Hitler, as you might say. I mean, it sounds a bit high-flown and everything, but that's all it was, really. And once that job was done, no relish for army life at all. Just wanted to get out of it.
Thank you very much.